When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, September 10th edition. Six games on tap for this Thursday evening. Keep an eye on the weather. It's going to be a doozy, but hope everybody had a good Wednesday. You had 19 runs during the day from the Brew Crew. You had 29 from the Braves. The Giants even put up double digits. Our stacks were good. We weren't on the Braves, unfortunately, but Marlins did their thing. Orioles did their thing. Mets did their thing. Giants did their things. We were all giddy there. You can still sneak in the green, but you weren't making much without the Braves. That was a crazy, crazy evening. That's all I can say about that. Back to some normalcy, hopefully, on a Thursday again. Six games. A lot of day game action as well. But a six-game main slate. Don't forget, you can check me out on Twitter, at BDIntric. Hit me up with your questions there. We had the free Fantasy Sports DGen Slack chat. Just hit me up, and I'll get you into that deal. You can watch the podcast on Rotoballer YouTube channel. Give it a like and a share over there. If you'd like to join Rotoballer Premium, use promo code Bubba to get 10% off the package of your choice. They have a premium Slack chat, awesome tools, articles, and more over at rotoballer.com. So go check all that out. And then you can also get the podcast in podcast form. Give a rating review on iTunes, and I'd really, really appreciate it. All right, we have a couple totals on tonight's slate, still waiting on a few. You obviously don't have Wrigley set yet because of the weather, but you have Orioles-Yankees is at 8.5. Giants Padres is at 9. Dodgers Diamondbacks is at 9.5. We are waiting on the Marlins Phillies as it's Arrieta versus Alcantara. And we're waiting on Red Sox Rays, that's Fleming versus Kickham. So we're waiting on those two totals, I believe. Let me double check. Could be total. Nope. Oh, we got them all. Red Sox Rays is total of 9. And we are waiting on the Marlins one because I'm assuming they're making sure they still have enough people to play after last night. But it's going to be a doozy. That means the DraftKings slate starts at 6:40 Eastern. So it starts a little normal than earlier. So keep that in mind when you're locking things in. You got about a 30-minute ahead, 25 to 30 minutes ahead of schedule when it comes to locking in the lineups. Also, watch the weather because I said six-game slate. Baltimore at the Yankees in the Bronx. It's going to be wet, 40 to 60% chances of rain throughout the game. Hopefully that changes as the day goes on. Hopefully it misses the stadium because we want some Garrett Cole. We want some Yankees versus a bad pitcher. We also wouldn't mind if you want to get really contrarian playing the Orioles bats versus Garrett Cole. So lots of ways to attack that that game. And if we lose that, it turns it into a five-game slate. It's going to make things really, really murky in that regard. But speaking of the pitching, let's get at it. It should be a quick one today. Six games on tap. Cole, 10-3 at home against the Baltimore Orioles. It's been a rough go for Garrett Cole. It is Thursday, so a reminder over at rotoballer.com. I wrote the free DraftKings picks article. Go check that out. Cole did get you 28 points his last time out thanks to 10 strikeouts, but allowed 5 runs, only 1 earned, thank goodness. But he's allowed 4 more runs in 3 straight starts. He's been really, really up and down the last 3. But the strikeouts have been consistent, 7 or more Ks in 6 straight starts, 7 or more in 7 of his 8 starts on the season. So you got that going for you with Cole. You know that's going to happen. We also know he's given up at least 1 home run in every single game. I say it every podcast, and then he does it again. So he just keeps giving up the long ball. It is a great spot here versus the Orioles. We like the Orioles' bats to be sneaky. There's no sugarcoating that at all. We've seen them be very productive. Usually we pick on different pitching, that's for sure. But Cole has been shaky, and with the long ball, you could look that direction. I'm not going all in on the Orioles. I'm going to take some other spots tonight that I like, but if you want to be super contrarian, maybe you're doing some multi-entry or you just want to go for the gusto on a GPP, I could see the approach with going Baltimore. Baltimore strikes out 22.6% of the time versus right-handed pitching with a 264 average on the season, 177 ISO, 330 wOBA, so they're decent. Like that's what I'm saying. They're surprisingly a decent offense, but Cole at 10-3, very strong up top. You got Sonny Gray at $9,600. They skipped a start to kind of let him get his mind right, work on a few things after that just blow up of two thirds of an inning against St. Louis. Prior to that, he's been just dominant, consistent, everything you want to say. And tonight, pitching in Wrigley Field, the wind is blowing in at 14 miles an hour from center field. That's a big thing to like in that one. We've seen a lot of low scoring. I think it was 3-0 Cubs 2 nights ago, or no, 2-0 2 nights ago. It was 3-0, I believe, yesterday on a solo homer by or a 3-run homer by Moustakas. So it's been very, very low scoring. The wind has played. The pitchers have been great. The Cubs strike out 26.3% of the time versus right-handed pitching with a .234 batting average and a .326 wOBA. So Sonny Gray at 96 could be a strong, strong bounce back spot at $9,600. He's going to be low owned tonight if the Yankees game plays. If the Yankees game doesn't play, chalky Sonny Gray. But really good spot there for Sonny Gray, so don't hate it at all. In that same matchup with the way the weather's looking, Adbert Alzolay is a very interesting play at 7,700. The only thing I'm worried about is him being stretched out. He went 2 2/3 his last time up, give it two hits, two runs. Five walks got to him. He's got four more Ks in 2 or 3 appearances. He's up to 78 pitches his last time up. He's got filthy stuff. It's just a matter of not walking guys. And if he's not walking guys, he can be super effective. Facing a Reds team, like I mentioned, hasn't done much. Moustakas did his thing. They strike out almost 25% of the time versus righties. They're hitting 208 versus righties with a 190 ISO and a 311 wOBA. So low batting average, lots of strikeouts. If Alzolay's not walking guys at 7,700 in that very pitcher-friendly environment, could be a strong play at $7,700. So keep him in mind this evening. And the only other guy I'm going to mention is Sandy Alcantara, $6,600. So part of those beat-up Miami Marlins, which stinks because they've been playing pretty darn good this year as a whole, all things considered. Alcantara has made two starts since coming off the COVID IL. The first start, we'd like to forget, 4 innings, 5 earned, 2 Ks against Tampa Bay. I'm going to chalk that up to a little rust. That's what I'm going to chalk that up to because he dealt his last time out in Tampa. 6 innings, 3 hits, 108 Ks for almost 28 DK points. His first start of the year, he had 28 points against Philadelphia. So 2 out of 3 starts, he's been dominant. The one start, he wasn't. First game back from COVID. I'm going to just grain of salt that one. Just let that one kind of slide. Hopefully that's the way it's going to look. A couple ways to look at tonight's game against Philly. It's a good matchup at home in a very pitcher-friendly environment. Philly strike out 21% of the time with a .252 average and a .326 wOBA. They're a slightly above average offense versus right-handed pitching. Alcantara is supposed to be the ace of the Marlins. He's very, very good. We've seen him the way he finished last season with the pitch mix changes, the way we saw him his last time out. That was more the Alcantara we expected. He's a very, very strong arm. The only concerns I have, and to be fair, they didn't do it because they just let Yamamoto and a couple guys take the beating yesterday. They didn't tax the bullpen, which is good. Because usually when you see a game like that, the bullpen usually gets ranked, just run into the ground. That's not going to happen. The Marlins also, I believe they're playing like seven games in 5 days, I think, against the Phillies or something, two doubleheaders, or they have some crazy schedule coming up this weekend. So they're going to be doing a lot of mixing and matching and being careful with their pitching. I think Alcantara is a very, very good punt, though. The Phillies can do anything at any time. There's no doubt about that. But at $6,600, Alcantara very, very live on tonight's slate. So looking at the pitching, Cole at 10-3, Gray at 96, Alzolay at 77, Alcantara at 66. That's where I'm planting my flags tonight. I'd love to play Garrett Cole tonight against Baltimore. And I'd love to play Cole and Gray, and you can because there's enough value to do that. We've got to make sure Cole's playing. But those are the four arms I'd be building around tonight. When looking at the bats on this slate, catcher's position, Austin Nola just keeps hitting. He's $4,900. It's a crazy price tag. It's a crazy world we're living in, but he's got 10 or more points in 3 or 4 games. Keeps getting it done. Drew Smyly coming off the IL tonight. Could be a very, very interesting look for you. Smiley's been good. It's when he's locating his fastball and his cutter inside. If he's hanging things, it's just pray for Drew Smyly time. First game off the IL. Never super excited to go do something like that. It'll be interesting to see how that one plays out this evening. If you want to save some cash, like Realmuto versus Alcantara at 44, as much as I love Alcantara, that's a good price tag on Realmuto. He should be the highest price catcher every slate, and he's not. Will Smith at 42 versus Bumgarner. I tweeted it out this morning when I was researching right-handed bats versus Bumgarner. They're hitting him hard, as you'd expect, like well over 50%. They're barreling him up over 18%. Strong average, strong power. And the most concerning thing I saw, Bumgarner, as bad as he's been this year, is allowing 5 home runs per 9 to right-handed pitching. 5. That is just insanity. That's what like Yamamoto did to the Dodgers yesterday. That's how bad that is. So Yeah, get your Dodgers tonight. And if they don't go, they don't go. But they are in a prime spot to smash. Will Smith at 42 has been heating up, so good look there. If you want to save so a little bit of cash, Christian Vasquez or Fleming, very good look as well. Fleming's making his, I believe, third or fourth start for the Rays. Vasquez has hit lefties very well. He's hit very well, period. Hit 5 of 8 games for a strong average and a little bit of pop as well on the season, as we'd expect from Christian Vasquez. When you're looking at the Flim dog, lefties 259, righties 325 on the season. So Vasquez at 38 is in play for you tonight. You could save even more cash, though, and just drop down all the way to Dalton Varsho at $2,300. That'd be my punt of the night. He's been up and down, inconsistent, probably the best word you can say. But we know the hit tool's there from the minors. He's facing Dustin May, who's not striking guys out. He has 4 or more points in 3 straight games, so at least there's a floor there. He has double digits in 3 of his last 6, so he's got 4 or more in 5 of his last 6. If you really want to go there, he's $2,300. So 4 isn't great, but at that price point, it's not bad. He's giving you something for basically free. He's got that double-digit upside because the power is there. He's starting to play regularly. $2,300 versus Dustin May, I can get behind that. It might not have the highest ceiling at times, like I mentioned, but he's getting there, and the bat is legit. It's just a matter of getting comfort and regular playing time, which he's starting to get. First base position, you got Luke Voit at 52 versus Aiken. I am all about that life if he's playing. But you could save a little bit and go to Brosu, our boy from Tampa Bay, versus a lefty at 47. Brosu's actually hitting like 3-something on the season as a whole, but we know how he crushes left-handed pitching. So a really strong look there for Brosu at 47. Reese Hoskins against Alcantara at 43. If you're fading Alcantara, like, it's not one of my favorite spots tonight, but the Phillies could be sneaky. I like Alcantara a lot. Respect Alcantara enough to stay away from that one, especially at home in Miami. Mitch Moreland against the lefty, I'll probably pass, but Christian Walker is an interesting GPP at 37 in his matchup. But eventually, you're just going to start saving cash. Two guys down here, or there's like 4 guys down here if you want to save at first base. Brandon Belt at 33 against Chris Paddock. We know how well Belt's hitting the ball, especially versus right-handed pitching. He's crushing everything. I am not a Chris Paddock guy. I think he needs to work on establishing 3 strong pitches. He has not done that yet. This Giants offense is strong. I think Belt's an interesting play. More GPP than cash because I do understand Paddock can be good, just not as good as people praise him for. So Belt at 33 is good. But your GPP play right here, Bobby Dalbec, $3,200, homered in 4 straight games. He's got 5 home runs in his first 8 games in the bigs. Just absolutely crushing baseballs. Gets to face Fleming tonight in Tampa Bay. He's 3,200 in GPP. You got Aguilar and Cooper for Miami at 31 versus Arrieta. I prefer Cooper over Aguilar. So I've always been. Both have been great, but Cooper put up another double-digit night for you last night. So you got this $3,100 to $3,300 range with 4 guys. Belt and Dalbec, more GPP. I'd actually probably prefer Dalbec over Belt tonight, but both very good. And then I want Cooper over Aguilar in cash if I'm going that direction. Second base, you got DJ LeMahieu up top of 56. He's the best play. It's not even just a casting. He's the top play at the position tonight. It's a very bleak second base position this evening. So LeMahieu at 56, assuming that game plays. Brandon Lau at 54 is interesting. You got the lefty kick him on the bump, making his 3rd appearance for the, you know, this is the first time he's pitched since 2014 in the bigs. We've seen him get shelled. We've attacked him. The lefty, he doesn't last more than 2, maybe 3 innings in a game. So you're going to get a very bad Boston bullpen. People will see lefty-lefty. Probably not want to play Brandon Lau because of the price point and the lefty-lefty matchup. A, he's hitting lefties okay. B, you're going to get a lot of right-handed bullpen as well. So Lau at 54, something to definitely keep in mind this evening. Sliding on down, you could look at a Hanser Alberto versus Cole if you want to be unique. I'd rather not, but you can. Gene Segura at 38 is also interesting in his matchup. Kiki Hernandez is the play that many will go to, and for a good reason. He's 3,500, second base outfield versus Mad Bum. Kiki's had 7 or more points in 3 straight games. He has owned Mad Bum in his career. Just tons of power versus Mad Bum. So 3,500 for Kiki will be a very, very strong play around the industry today. And then it's just kind of a mix and match. Kiki's probably about as low as I'd want to go at the position. I'm probably paying up for Lau or DJ, or I'm going to Kiki Hernandez is pretty much my second base stance. Third base, Machado versus lefty is always strong at 57. He had a big night for you, not last night, but the night before. You got LeMahieu, you can play here as well. I think Rafael Devers at 5K is a very sneaky play, similar to how people won't play Lau lefty-lefty. Devers can hit lefties okay. Fleming will go 4 or 5 innings. Rays bullpen's good, though, much better than Boston's. So that argument's a little different, but Devers is heating up, slow start, coming on strong, same thing he did last season. So 5K, not too shabby at all. You got Brosu at 47, who we talked about. You can play him at first base or third base. Very, very good play. Will be popular as well because people have finally caught on to that niche in the industry. But other than that, Bobby Dalbec, $3,200. That's pretty much where I go. Alex Baum. Alex Baum's 3K. I'd probably rather gamble on Dalbec for 200 more tonight. That's where I'd be looking if I'm looking for value at third base. Shortstop, you got Tatis Jr. at 6K. Coming off a goose egg last night. That usually means good things in production the following night. Corey Seager versus lefty, that's fine. But Gleyber Torres at 49, a guy I usually don't play much. I think the savings is pretty strong off of a 6K Tatis. I like Tatis, but 6K is steep. Torres at 49, big night last night, went deep. He's got seven or more points in two of his three. Hopefully he's starting to get going. It's GBP for sure, not cash related, but upside is tremendous in a good matchup against Aiken. Xander versus Fleming at 46 is nice as well if you're looking that direction. If you just want to save, Chris Taylor, outfield shortstop for the Dodgers at 42, really swinging a hot bat. Good matchup versus Bumgarner. Looking his directions okay. Didi Gregorius only 39 versus Alcantara. Adames at 38 versus Kickham are two nicer values. Even Miguel Rojas probably leading off for the Marlins at 34 is a nice value as well. And I'm really kicking myself because I looked at him like 12 times yesterday and I didn't type anything. So I'm like, you know what? He's young. He's struggling. He's still figuring out. I know the hit tool is great. It'll come to play eventually. I wanted to play Chaz Chisholm yesterday. I didn't do it, but he goes off for 24 points, 2-for-4, a homer, a triple and a homer. He's hit safely in three straight games. He's got a stolen base and a homer over that stretch. He's a power speed guy. Just trying to get his feet wet. Like, he went 0 for his first four games. Now he's got one hit. Or He's hit safely in two of his last four games. He has 9 or more points in two straight games. He's very, very volatile, but he's $2,000 against Jake Arrieta. That's what I'm trying to say as a mumble mouth this morning. But Jazz Chisholm at 2K could be your uber, uber punt on this slate and could be interesting for Jake Arrieta. And he bats usually ninth for the Marlins. So maybe a wraparound, a one-off, whatever you're choosing. But 2K becomes even cash viable because he's an absolute punt and he opens up so much more for your lineup. So if you're trying to pay up for the Mookie Betts of the world and maybe some Padres or whatnot, or some expensive Yankees of that game plays, a guy like Chisholm at 2K does so much for your lineup. And that's why you play guys like that. And if he goes off like DJ Stewart's been doing, then boom goes the dynamite. Simple as that. Outfield position, you got Belly Bombs, but Betts at 57 went deep last night. I'll play him versus Bumgarner in a heartbeat if you're paying up. That's a strongie. Brandon Lau talked about him. Yastrzemski went deep again last night. I like him a lot versus Paddock because the Giants are coming low-owned. Like, I've pretty much been touting the Giants every night. I'm not as in love with them tonight, I'll be honest, but I still like them a lot. I just understand it's going to be a tense four-game series because both these guys are battling for that second spot in the West. Obviously, the Padres have a bit of an advantage on the Giants, but the Giants are they've won five straight. They're playing good ball. They're in the playoffs right now, and their offense has been very good. So Yaz at 53 is an option. Starling Marte for stacking the Marlins, sure. I think that could be in play. He's been bugging me, but yes. Clint Frazier at 45, very strong play versus Aiken. God, this Yankee game needs to play. Clinton 278 over his last 10 with averaging 9 points a game. 15 yesterday is 14 or more in 2 of 3, 14 or more in 3 of 5, 14 or more in 5 of 7, 14 or more in 6 of 9. So he's been very, very productive, to say the least, at $4,500, Mr. Clint Frazier. JD Martinez is only $4,400 versus Fleming. JD's been disappointing as all get up. Versus a hittable lefty at 44 is intriguing in a GPP. I like Frazier a little more, but JD's definitely worth the look. Alex Dickerson, if you're fading Paddock's only $4,200, that's a good value. I mentioned Chris Taylor earlier at 42. Will Myers at $4,100 is one of the hottest hitters in all of baseball right now. So I like that price tag a lot versus Smiley. Aaron Hicks switch hitting at 4K versus Aiken. That's a good Yankee value as most Yankees are expensive. Hicks hitting in the middle of that Yankees order. So a good piece of Yankees for you on that. AJ Pollock at 39. He is on fire right now. Another cheap Dodger. So like Pollock, Hernandez, Taylor, some really cheap Dodgers to get in there from the right side of the place versus Mad Bum. Pollock, 3,900. Sliding on down even farther, you got like Mountcastle versus Cole, GPP only. You have Talkman at 35 versus Aiken, probably not going there. Excuse me. A few others down here. I mentioned Kiki Hernandez at 35 earlier. You can go that round. If you want to fade Dustin May, which is always intriguing, you got Cole Calhoun only 34. Probably not going to go that route, but interesting. Your punt of the day, if you're not going Jazz Chisholm, is Mr. the one, the only, tweeted at him right before we recorded, Randy Arozarena, hitting 400 or so far in his first eight games with a 600 ISO, a 50% hard hit rate. He's doing everything right. He's crushing baseballs for the Rays. Really strong spot here today versus Kickham and company. So 32 for Arozarena. You look at that. Margot could be leading off for Tampa Bay at 31. So definite value with the Tampa Bay Rays in a very, very favorable matchup versus Kickham and that Boston bullpen. So you're going to want to jump all over that. Otherwise, see what comes out in the lineups. Like Dubon's 25. I prefer him versus a lefty, but he's super cheap if you want to go that direction. Not a ton. Like Varsho's 23. I'd only use Varsho at catcher. Don't use him in the outfield. Don't do it. But yeah, not a ton down here. DJ Stewart's 21. If you want to go into the GPP, he's facing Gerrit Cole. So the run might end tonight. It might not. He's hitting 400 over his last 10. He's homered in four straight games, five homers over that stretch. He has 20 or more points in four straight. So we've been riding the DJ Stewart train. He's 2,100 versus Cole. GPP only, because Cole does give up at least one homer a game. But be careful there. It's a little different situation tonight. Matt Joyce at 21 is an interesting punt for the Marlins versus Arrieta. Joyce has actually been okay. He's been serviceable, like 16, 3, 7, 7, 5, and he's been free. He's been dirt cheap. So 2,100 for Joyce versus Arrieta, come from the left side. I can get behind that if you need to punt. If you really need a punt with Joyce, I could see that as an option for you. All right, recapping the pitching. Cole and Gray up top. Gray's in a very good matchup with the weather. It might rain in New York anyways, but Cole, Gray, those are your two top options right there. You have Alzolay using that weather to your advantage. Just don't walk guys and he'll be productive. If you walk guys, it's going to be very disappointing. So there's the risk there. If I knew his control was better, I'd play him in a heartbeat. But you have Alzolay and then Alcantara at 66. Definitely want to go that way. When you're attacking it with the bats, I'm all about the Tampa Bay Rays versus Kickham and that bullpen. Big fan of it with Tampa tonight. I don't mind Boston either. I prefer Tampa, but Boston, Devers, Bogarts, JD, obviously Bobby Dalbec, Christian Vasquez behind the dish. You have some options there. I wish Pilar was still there. That'd be huge. But I want Tampa Bay in that game. The Yankees versus Aiken for sure. Miami versus Arrieta has me very, very intrigued. Arrieta has been decent his last few starts, so I guess he's technically even a punt play if you want at 6,800. You know, he's put up 25 and then minus 16 forward and 12.9. So it's a roller coaster ride with Arrieta. So that's why I usually don't trust him. He dealt against the Mets his last time out, but that's the best he's looked in a long time. I might chalk that up to the Mets stinking more than anything. But Arrieta, I'd like to attack him with the Marlins bats tonight. You got San Diego versus Miley. That's an option. The Giants are a GPP only type look. But my top ones, you got Dodgers versus Bumgarner, Rays versus Kickham. That's where I'd be planting my flags. Then you got Yankees, Marlins, Boston, stuff along those lines this evening. All right. I said it would be a quick one. That's a strong, strong six-game slate for you tonight. Hopefully the weather stays out of play in Cole, but for Cole. But if you have any questions, hit me up on Twitter at BDintric. The podcast is on iTunes and all your other listening platforms. If you rate and review, we'd much appreciate it. Also, feel free to watch the video on the RotoBlar YouTube channel. Give it a like and a share. If you'd like to get in the free Fantasy Sports DGen Slack chat, just let me know. We'll get you up in there. But I hope everybody has a great Thursday. We'll be back with a full slate on Friday. We got Thursday Night Football on tap tonight. Recorded the first Week 1 main slate preview of the two-point conversion NFL DFS podcast with Matt Davis from Fade the Noise. So go check that out. But I'll be back with you tomorrow. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, September 10th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.